It is an act of violence to require men to obey any authority other than that which is obtained from themselves. It is held also that the state should be without God, that in the various forms of religion there is no reason why one should have precedence of another, and that they are all to occupy the same place, that these doctrines are equally acceptable to the Freemasons, and that they would wish to constitute states according to this example and model, is too well known to require proof. For some time past, they have openly endeavored to bring this about with all their strength and resources, and in this they prepare the way for not a few bolder men who are hurrying on to even worse things in their endeavor to obtain equality and community of goods by the destruction of every distinction of rank and property. Yea, this change and overthrow is deliberately planned and put forward by many associations of communists and socialists. And to their undertakings, the sect of Freemasons is not hostile, but greatly favors their designs and holds in common with them their chief opinions. And if these men do not at once and everywhere endeavor to carry out their extreme views, it is not to be attributed to their will, but to the virtue of that divine religion which cannot be destroyed. And also, because the sounder part of men, refusing to be enslaved to secret societies, vigorously resist their insane attempts. Would that all men would judge of the tree by its fruits, and would acknowledge the seed and origin of the evils which press upon us and of the dangers they are impending. We have to deal with a deceitful and crafty enemy who, gratifying the ears of people and princes, has ensnared them by smooth speeches and by adulation. Ingratiating themselves with rulers under a pretense of friendship, the Freemasons have endeavored to make them their allies and powerful helpers for the destruction of the Christian name. And that they might more strongly urge them on, they have, with determined calumny, accused the Church of invidiously contending with rulers in matters that affect their authority and sovereign power. In like manner, they have by flattery deluded the people, proclaiming with a loud voice liberty and public prosperity, and saying that it was owing to the Church and to sovereigns that the multitudes were not drawn out of their unjust servitude and poverty. They have imposed upon the people, and exciting them by a thirst for novelty, they have urged them on to assail both the Church and the civil power. Nevertheless, the expectation of the benefits which were hoped for was greater than the reality. Indeed, the common people, more oppressed than they were before, are deprived in their misery of that solace which, if things had been arranged in a Christian manner, they would have had with ease and in abundance. End of quote. It is undoubtedly true that many members of strictly Masonic revolutionary societies are ignorant of the full meaning of Masonry. The point must, however, be stressed that these societies tend of themselves in the direction of the pantheistic deification of man, no matter how slight an acquaintance an individual member may have with the fact. B. Revolutionary societies. If we now pass on to the second class of revolutionary societies, we find that the bulk of their members are not dupes, at least to the same degree. They commonly ignore, however, the place which their particular organization occupies in the overthrow of the whole order of the world. They usually think that they are working for a certain end and for that alone. As soon as that end is attained, they expect to enter into the secure enjoyment of the Garden of Eden on earth. In the case of the Internationale, many of the members do not see all that is involved. Only the leaders, who are in touch with the general plan of disruption, through their membership of the strictly Masonic societies, have a fairly accurate idea of the place occupied by their organization in the general scheme. Two points must here be touched on. First of all, is the Communist Internationale a secret society? Secondly, is the IRB connected with other higher societies, so that the object avowed to members, namely the overthrow of the English hold on Ireland, is really coordinated with the world scheme for the pantheistic deification of man? The Communist Internationale. With regard to the first point, Mrs. Webster, after having set forth the history of the society, gives the answer in succinct fashion in World Revolution. Quote, "The Internationale, though itself an open and avowed association, thus became, through the absorption of these existing secret societies, a huge semi-secret society. That is to say, it formed the outer shell that covered a ramification of conspiracies of which the secrets were known only to its middle-class directors. The anti-religious policy adopted by the Internationale was the work of these secret influences. End of quote. For a full answer, however, it would be necessary to study the careers of the Jewish founders of this society, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels.